What's up, everybody?
Happy 2023, everybody. This is Dark Mason with Brutally Delicious, coming at you with a review of Bark's brand new album, Rambler of Aeons. Now, I know I say this a lot, but here's a band that's hard to classify. I had to resort to reading the Metal Archives, which refers to them as death and roll. That's a fun little description. I'm not sure I'd ever heard it before, but even then, I don't think that really encompasses their sound. In terms of the vibe, I'm sometimes reminded of Battlecross. The music is very different, but Battlecross was a band they sadly just went on hiatus after being pretty inactive for the last 7 years or so anyway, that described themselves as blue-collar thrash metal. Right from the get-go, we have heavy, modern-ish riffing, gang vocals, lots of energy, a great way to kick off the album. The guitars sound great, the vocal production is really good. I think the drums are a little understated, but maybe that's the whole point. There's definitely some really good guitar playing here, harsh-ish vocals. Definitely good for me to get out of my wheelhouse. I'm enjoying this. Sonically, I hear some Pantera, not a ton, more in the attitude per se. It took me a while to come to this. I think like 5 songs into the album it hit me. But this band kind of reminds me of an old band called Warbeast, especially with the vocals. Warbeast vocalist was Bruce Corbett. He was best known for singing for Rigor Mortis. He sadly passed away a couple of years ago. Anyway, long story short, vocalist sounds like Warbeast, kind of deathy, groovy, rock and roll. Good stuff. Getting into some songs. Back from the Grave was a really good standout. I thought that one had a great groove to it. It is so fucking cool that they wrote a song about the dead man's hand. For those unfamiliar, that's Black Aces and Eights. It's referenced in Ace of Spades by Motorhead. It got its name from the fact that Wild Bill Hickok was holding these cards when he was shot. I wish I had some lyrics for this one. I could make out things like Aces and Eights and Dead Man's Hand, but there's probably some really cool stuff they're singing about that I just couldn't get on a first pass. The song Fuck You Is My Etiquette. I need to accuse this band of being dishonest because they are from Antwerp, but they sound like they're from fucking Texas. Except for Battlecross, who are from Michigan. Every band I've compared them to was from Texas. And this song is, that's like the most Texan thing I've ever heard. At the very least, who the hell is hearing this and thinking, oh gee, this band's definitely from Belgium. And in my opinion, the best song on the album, Still Walking. This is where the band really shows off some melody. I guess that's the inner power metal nerd in me going for the what is probably their bitch song on this album. But I thought this one showed some sincerity that was not present in the other songs. Well, now I have a brand new genre I have to explore. Death and roll. Who would have thought? Thanks for the heads up, guys. I really enjoyed this. Rock on.